I remember every summer when it was, wait for it, 110 degrees, southwest Oklahoma would get that pretty hot. And kids would be in the back seat, and our family, there's total wheat expanse. And in the distance of a road, I don't know, probably 2 miles, you could see the gathering of trees and darkness in the trees. So we are all in the car. We are driving to the Comanche homecoming powwow. You can hear, as you're driving up, you can hear the dun, 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 and it's the tribal drums of the Comanche leaders starting the dance. And I remember that drum sound so much, it just drives me crazy. It's so alluring. Like, few things have that captivating sound where you just want to stop. So I was with a few cousins. One cousin had Comanche in her family, and I looked so up to her, so we're going. And you hear the drums in the background. Do, 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 do. This is a little cheesy, but I'm kind of getting my yayas off. Do, 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 do. So lots of drums, and the dancing had started. And so it's sort of like a casual fair. There are a lot of traditional Comanche dresses. It's really exquisite. And I remember as a kid, probably 8 or 9, and this really taught me a lot about community later. I remember as a little kid looking at the dance. A lot of the women would be dressed in traditional shawls, excuse me. The wonderful tribal elders were in the center beating drums that were as large, if not larger, than this. And the women would be dancing in a really paced, methodical, it's like a physical hum. It was so beautiful. And I remember thinking, standing on the outside, I know I'm white. I would love to be a part of them. And at the same time, I was resistant. And you know where you can, looking back, you can recognize as a kid that you felt a certain emotion, but you didn't know what it was. You didn't really have the vernacular to know what it was. What I was feeling, that slight resistance, was I didn't want to disrespect the tribes or, you know, my cousin or the authenticity of what they are experiencing. Family encouraged me to join the dance. Drums are going. I was resistant. They encouraged. I was resistant. They encouraged. And then with, I believe, my cousin too, Francine, there was a time I remember finally putting on a shawl. I think Francine found me a shawl and started dancing. And I was so proud and felt, what's the phrase called, pre-tears. I wasn't fully crying, but felt the warming and the pre-cry pulse. And regarding community, and again, this is a later reflection, that moment taught me sometimes joining in can be a vulnerable risk. It can feel like a vulnerable risk. And I just cherish it. There was strengthening there happening, but not to my conscious knowledge.